Taking a look first at your local and regional news. The Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will be conducting a meeting of the whole at 8 a.m. on Monday, November the 24th, at the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Caro. According to the preliminary agenda, the board is expected to review several programs regarding court operations and review a request from the county's Park and Recreation Board regarding a proposed terminate cornhole facility. And in other local and regional news for today, the Huron County Board of Commissioners will be meeting at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, November the 25th, in the Huron County Building in Bad Axe. According to the preliminary agenda, Michigan State University Extension educator Chris Schwarzendruber is expected to provide an update on their program. And then commissioners will be conducting a public hearing at 9:20 a.m. for the proposed 2026 budget. Following that hearing, commissioners are expected to approve the purchase of a new workstation for the court office and a new vehicle for the sheriff's department. Commissioners are also expected to approve the expense of converting one of the water fountains in the county building to include a bottle-filling station and to employ a seasonal part-time worker for the ice arena. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
I spent 14 years in foster care, mostly in group homes. I slept in a lot of different rooms, but none of them really felt like mine.
There are more than 100,000 children in foster care waiting to be adopted. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is working to help find them a permanent home.
Now I have my own room, a place that's mine, and a family who loves and supports me.
If you have room in your home or your heart, see how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Ukraine's Western allies have rallied around the country as they push to revise a U.S.-doctored peace plan seen as being very favorable to Moscow. President Volodymyr Zelensky has vowed Ukrainians, quote, will always defend their home. A Ukrainian delegation joined by France, Germany, and the United Kingdom is preparing for talks with Washington and Switzerland on Sunday. The U.S. plan suggests that Ukraine simply hand over their stolen territory to Russia, which Ukraine has ruled out. European leaders have also expressed concerns about the plan, emphasizing that borders must not be changed by force. They insist on being consulted in the peace efforts, warning against rushing to a deal. Speaking to reporters outside of the White House on Saturday, President Donald Trump has said that the U.S. proposal was, quote, not his final offer. And in other national and international news, Israel's military says it has launched new airstrikes against Hamas militants in Gaza, testing the ceasefire that began on October the 10th. Health officials in Gaza said at least 24 people were killed and at least 54 wounded, including children. Israel says it launched the strikes after an armed terrorist crossed into an Israeli-held area and then shot at troops in southern Gaza. No soldiers were hurt. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said 5 senior Hamas members were killed. The strikes occurred amid international momentum on Gaza, with the UN Security Council on Monday approving the U.S. blueprint to secure and govern the territory. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.